Hi, welcome to We Want the Show. This is D. Martin Howell coming at you, and I'm only going to do just a small little thing tonight. I have a lot of people coming over, so I've already cooked my duck, and we have the Idaho potatoes and the the bubla from New Hampshire. So let's go ahead and just get into it. Is that how they say it? I don't know. I've been watching a lot of the YouTube. I think that's how they say it. Well, let's just get into it. And don't forget to like and... Or don't like me and don't subscribe because you can't. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you can. I just don't know how to do it. All right. So I just get sent the stuff and then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, all right. And I swear, my team is I guarantee you, they are not giving me all the information. They're pussyfooting around and just giving me the stuff that's the hardest to work with. You know what I mean? It's all the stuff that's the hardest to work with. All the easy stuff, they just keep that to themselves. The hardest stuff, yeah, that's what I got to deal with. No, you know, it is what it is. That's, you know, it's a new day and age in life of having a job. You know, back when I was younger, to have a job was a blessing, and now it's almost like it's a curse to even be able to give a job. So. I don't know if that made any sense to you, but if you think about it, I'm pretty sure you could do some mental gymnastics with that one. What we're dealing with is the idiocracy of a planet. I can't just talk about America. There's so many things going on inside the world's Swiss cheesed atmosphere that can really make your toenails curl, I guess toenails curling. I'm just thinking about it and it's making my eyelids flutter. Back in the day, that was actually those were terms of what the hell was going on, or how you felt about it. So we're going to talk about the woke just for a minute. And one thing about the woke is that they are 25% correct, just like the extreme right MAGA psychos are 25% correct. And it's everyone in the middle that's the 50% correct. And this is the crazy part about what's going on just in America at this time. I'm sorry, I'm going to go strictly to America at this moment. But yes, just for America, this way, that is the point. 50% of America is on track, trying to do the best they can with what they have and working together to do it. Then you have the 25% on the right and the 25% on the left that are just going ape shit about every little stupid thing because everyone either A, has a plan, B, wants chaos, C, is invested into something, D, has nothing else better to do, which I guess B and D and A and C could kind of be combined, but it is the truth. It's so ridiculous how these professionals that were put into office act in a crisis situation, as much as we went from like 1 billion, I don't know what was it, like 2008, 1 billion in 2008 1 trillion in 2008 to 38 trillion in 2020. Well, projected into 2024, it would be like they're raising it, so it'd be probably 38. Because you got to raise the debt ceiling, because we all spend way too much, because that's what we have to do, because that's what they tell us we have to do. Both sides tell us, keep spending, keep putting the money into these things. Who cares about the checks and balances? Who cares about both sides taking advantage of this situation and putting all this money into their own pet projects? Of course it'll be fine. It will be okay. Because we're America. No, well, here's the bad part. We're not going to be okay. And this has never gotten this bad before. But I can tell you this right now. It's about to be done. And it sucks. And this has a lot to do with the world, which I was going to bring in here in a minute. It's about to be done. With the Saudi oil being not distributed just to us, but to other people that we are a part of NATO, we helped start NATO, and then and the UN. So with all this going on with the Saudi oil, and then the Russian oil, which there's a shit ton, by the way, a shit ton. You think Saudi had a lot of oil? You know who has a lot of oil? Africa. But we can't dig there. It would be a war we would never, ever be able to win. Africa, and because it's just North Africa, right? North Africa near the Mediterranean. That's the only one near the Black Sea. That's the only stuff that has oil. Yeah, no. There's a lot of stuff that has oil, but we can't get to it because oil was created by carbon that was broke down over millions and millions of years. So therefore, all the carbon and everything that was on a certain place or at a certain time in millions and millions of years ago, back when scientists thought maybe Pangaea was a huge thing, is now oil in the ground. But here's the problem. There's other stuff that comes out of Africa that we can make just as much on. And if we ever need to, we thought, and this, I'm not saying this is a real thing, but if I knew about the oil, I couldn't go after it because I was going after other resources in there. You don't want to drain the whole chicken or the whole cow all at once. So everyone who's using this scenario, and I'm not talking about just America. we get called out a lot. Everybody does it, but we get called out a lot. But it's okay. We take up a lot of, we're not the number one resource consuming country, but we are definitely up there. For our size per capita, it is pretty high. If you look at it like that. So, let's look at it. And, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I had a friend of mine once upon a time, and she told me that she had this whole thing figured out. She knew all about economics. She'd studied for years and years and years. She never went to college, but she did her own independent studies, coked out and smoking of the greens, smoking of the earth, whatever you want to call it. And then she created this amazing graph that showed what was going to happen. And then I asked her about some of it, and then she totally broke down. I don't understand it. I can't understand it. Well, I use this as an example because that's how everyone wants to feel. I can tell you, oh my gosh, I created this amazing thing, but I can't explain it to you. I just gotta be as loud as I can about it. Can't explain to you where I got it from, but I can explain to you in loud tones that I'd never explain a thing. So I never have to explain a thing. Hey, if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. I get it, because that's how the whole world is. Everyone is screaming and no one is being heard. Because you can't scream all at once. It does as much damage to your ears and your brain as it does to yourself. And it hardly ever works. If everyone was to come together, shut up, be silent, and listen to the world by not doing anything for a minute, not taking any stand for 1 millisecond, and listen, and put the empathy goggles on. The empathy goggles. Where'd I come up with that? That's so goofy. But it's true. It's how I've been teaching my children. Put your empathy goggles on. You might not like this person, but who are they? Are they a horrible, horrible, horrible person? Or are they a really, really great person? But they just have a different ideology than you do. My son tells me he's an atheist. I'm Catholic. Hey, I pray for you. You know, am I going to shove my religion down his throat? No, you have to believe in God. No, of course not. Why would I do that? Because that's only going to push him farther from me. And that's what we have to all listen to. Listen to the fact that it doesn't matter. We're all human. I'm going to leave you with this last thing. When the aliens get here, y'all ass is grass anyways. This is T-Mar now coming at you. And I'll see you next time.